Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Bob Weber joining us. We're back with Bob in just a moment.
She's got your eyes, your smile, and eventually your habits. Quit smoking for Father's Day, and maybe your daughter will never start. How's that for a Father's Day present? Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for free help quitting and free patches, gum, or lozenges.
Want an awesome present for Father's Day? How about a non-smoking kid? Quit tobacco for good this Father's Day and set a healthy example for your children. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. You'll get free help quitting and free patches, gum, or lozenges.
Cutting grass isn't fun. This is the new Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler. Professional-grade cut quality, premium Kawasaki power, and great Hustler handling, starting at just $27.99. Let me say that again. Hustler Performance from $27.99. Now, cutting grass rocks. See the full line of Hustler Zero Turns at your local Hustler Turf dealer or visit HustlerTurf.com.
Fascinating new study out of Kansas State University on the temperament of feedlot cattle. If they're getting along good, if they're doing well, they're better able to resist disease and their carcass characteristics are likely to be a little better. So says Dr. Bob Weber of K-State, who's been involved in the research that was performed over a good bit of time, determining how cattle temperament affects susceptibility to BRD, bovine respiratory disease.
We got some interesting answers in our work. As typically found, our measurements of behavior or temperament were heritable. There was a genetic component to that. We found in our data that animals that are more temperamental typically have slightly heavier carcass weights, but slightly worse marbling scores, slightly larger ribeye areas, and numerically lower or more favorable yield grades. Those weren't large correlations. They were typically below 0.2. So from a standpoint, something we'd say we typically wouldn't worry about very much. But as you look at the cortisol and IL-8 data, it was a little stronger relationship. So the cortisol and IL-8 data was collected at placement in the feed yard. We found that animals that had elevated cortisol on arrival to the feed yard had lighter carcass weights at the end of the feeding period, so as an indicator that they didn't perform quite as well. They had slightly lower marbling scores. They had smaller ribeye areas from a genetics perspective.
Dr. Weber says that the research seems to suggest that a good active immune system relates directly back to improved carcass weights.
If we look at the IL-8 data, elevated levels of IR-8 typically is associated with a more active or functional immune system. So you want stronger levels of IL-8 typically. We found that was positively associated with hot carcass weight, marbling score, basically no relationship with ribeye area, had a slight positive association with yield grade. Primarily those cattle were a little bit fatter. But when we go and look at actual animals classified on BRD, whether they are pulled and treated or not, had a positive association.
It appears that a good, strong immune system is responsible for supplying enough energy to fight off infections in our cattle.
When an animal has BRD, we may not want to actually select for animals that maybe don't get sick or have a strong resistance to disease. What we may be more concerned about is an animal's immune function and response to that disease. If an animal mounts a very strong immune response, that costs a lot of energy. It's a very energy-dependent, high cellular function sort of response. Those animals generate fevers. They have all kinds of negative associations. An animal that gets sick and actually manages the disease in a more moderate way and actually tolerates the infection versus maybe has this huge immune response actually performs better.
Dr. Bob Weber, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's never been more important than right now for farmers, ranchers, and rural Oklahomans to have a strong voice in our state and national capitals. And that's why they have come to depend on Oklahoma Farm Bureau. You see, this great organization has been representing them for more than 70 years, working hard to make sure agriculture's voice is heard in an ever-expanding urban world. We are rural Oklahoma. To learn more, go to okfarmbureau.org.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.